T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We now bring in on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Mr. Dotcom. How you looking?
I like the new open. It's only taken 4 years, but I've got my own open.
That's fantastic. You have more dotcoms than anybody. I mean, more than even Google at this point. Holy crap.
More than Bill Gates. I know. It's hard to keep track of, isn't it?
We've got a lot of questions out there, buddy. This one's from BJ right out of the chute. Says, Standard League need 3 wide receivers. Stephon Diggs, Mike Thomas, Terrell Pryor. He's got Keenan Allen and Brandon Cooks.
Oh, there's so many guys. We need to bring these into no more.
We're going to give us an either or. If you got a question, give us an either or, one out of 3, but that's about it after this.
That'd be great. Michael Thomas is my number 6 wide receiver. Keenan Allen is number 7. And I'm trying to remember all the other guys.
There's Terrell Pryor, Brandon Cooks, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I'm not going to start any Vikings until I know for sure Sam Bradford's there. And even then, I worry that they're going to try to run their way through this game and sort of minimize the quarterback position, which. You have to do when you're dealing with, even if it's Sam Bradford on the leg, you might have to try to minimize his reps so he doesn't end up having a setback on that. So we'll try Brandon Cooks, and it's not an easy matchup with Houston, but we'll give that a try. Terrell Pryor is going to get better. He hasn't done much yet, but the Washington offense needs to throw. This has got to be a passing game against Oakland. Should be a ton of points. Terrell Pryor hasn't done much to this point, but I could easily see a breakout game coming.
This one's from Thomas. Said, I need to fill my flex spot. T.Y. Hilton, Chris Thompson, or Marquise Lee. Standard scoring, by the way.
Marquise Lee is a safe play. I know it's super boring to talk about Jaguars wide receivers, but he got a lot of work. And now that Allen Robinson's out and they're trailing in a lot of games, he's getting a lot of work. So, I may actually take him. Chris Thompson's been good, but it's a 3-way running attack this week with Rob Kelly probably trying to play through a cracked rib, which. God bless him. Cracked rib. It's the worst, Bill. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever had anything like that. It hurts to breathe, to eat, to smile.
A cracked rib, it's the same as if you blow out cartilage in your sternum. It's awful.
Oh, the worst. Awful. How these guys even consider getting tackled on it is, frankly, it's probably a testament to our modern pain-killing technology. But
there you go.
I ain't got that's probably part of it. 3-way running attack in Washington.
I played via pharmaceuticals. That's the way they look at it.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go. Let's get a phone call. Let's go to Tony in Waukesha. Tony, give us a question for Paul Charchi and hit it.
All right, so I got a flex position. It's a full PPR, Hunter Henry, Mohamed Sanu, or Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, Sammy Watkins plays tonight in what is, kind of a forgettable game tonight in most respects.
Awful.
But, from a fantasy standpoint, we can find reasons to watch almost anything, though. And this game's actually got some reasons to watch it. It may be not a lot, but 49ers secondary hasn't been great. Sammy Watkins hasn't gotten as many balls as I thought he would. Cooper Kupp's gotten twice the number of targets than he has, but... It still seems like an awfully good opportunity and something else that you might want to pay attention to in this game. Niners could be without. They're definitely without their number 1 safety. But their number 2 and number 3 safeties both got knocked out of last week's games. It's a short week. We don't know if they're going to go. So they may be down to safeties 4 and 5 who are both rookies. So there could be a good opportunity here for Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, when it comes to I love football, but Rams 49ers on a Thursday night, I would rather slam an appendage in a car door than watch that game.
I'm glad you just said appendage.
Yes.
It could be worse. I mean,
there
are other things.
You got to be careful with that.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't stand too close to the car.
Well, no. I don't know. Apparently there's body parts falling out of your car.
How are we looking? That's exactly right. It's like a bad scene out of a Halloween movie. Let's go to Tom listening to us in Greenfield. Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm in a standard league. I need to fill a flex position with one of these 3 running backs. Marshawn Lynch, Jonathan Stewart, or Jacquez Rogers?
We'll go with Marshawn Lynch. Didn't get as... He scored last week. Didn't get a ton of work. He was on the field for just 23 snaps. He spent more time dancing, I think, than he actually did running. But it was a blowout win. They didn't need him. They're trying to keep him fresh. They want him there for the playoffs and the end of the season. But I still think this is a pretty good opportunity. The last 15 straight backs to have gotten 18 or more carries against Washington have totaled 100 yards or reached the end zone or both. 15 straight that have gotten to 18 touches. So let's hope that Marshawn Lynch gets there, which is certainly possible.
This one's from Kale from Marshfield. Listen, he said, I need one for a flex PPR spot. Rashard Higgins, Pierre Garçon, T.Y. Hilton, or running back Chris Thompson, which I almost booted Kale for asking for four.
I know. Geez.
You only need one out of four. You got to give us at least one out of three, or you're going to get banned from the program.
If you're ever going to get T.Y. Hilton into action, it's got to be this week against the Browns. By the way, Browns favored, Bill, for the first time in a game since 2015. First time in a road game since 2014. Hey, let's hear it for the Browns.
The Browns weren't even favored on a bye. That's how bad they've been.
It was the bye by 2 points.
That's exactly right.
I don't know. Is that more of an indictment on the Colts than it is saying anything about the Browns, though?
Oh, absolutely. The Colts have been, I mean, if they don't clean house with everybody after this, I have no idea what they're going to do in Indianapolis. It's ugly.
It's start overtime. The only advantage is they've got an awesome quarterback who will be healthy by the, you know, by next year. Mm-hmm. So when they've got a new coach and they're rebuilding, at least they can build around, you know, hype what should be a very good coach or a very good quarterback.
Let's see here. Tom is listening to us in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. Tom, welcome to the program, man. You got a question? What's going on?
Hey, guys, thanks. I can only start two in the PPR. Le'Veon Bell, Zeke, Kareem Hunt, and Mike Gillisley. I'm 0-2 because I started Bell and Zeke both weeks.
People can't seem to understand the core concept here, Bill.
Yes.
Keep it between two guys or no more than three guys.
No more than three and ask an either or.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to call your parents and tell your mom to spank your butt. There we go.
Never, ever, until further notice, never not start Kareem Hunt again, ever. He is absolutely the real deal in every respect. He's stronger than people think. He's fast. He catches beautifully. He moved a pile 3 yards at the goal line last week and a touchdown that almost no other back could have possibly scored. He goes up against the Chargers this week. This is a quick little tidbit on this series. When Kansas City played the Chargers twice last year, they bookended the season, week 1 and week 17. In the week 1 game, Spencer Ware, 200 yards from scrimmage and a touchdown. In the week 17 matchup, then starter Charkhandrick West, 2 touchdowns, 116 total yards. Now, here comes Kareem Hunt, who's better than any of them. So you start him for sure, and Le'Veon Bell's the other start.
So this, we'll take a quick break. Paul Charchin answering your fantasy football questions. A couple more questions when we come back. Brad and West Bend, you'll be first out of the shoot. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, presented by Marshfield Clinic Health System.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues, brought to you by our good friends at Marshfield Clinic Health System. And don't forget, at Marshfield Clinic, they're the ones that fixed me up, got me back in the game, feeling great, better than ever, and they have Care My Way as well. If you don't need surgery or need to go see the doc, maybe over the phone they can help you out. Call 844-CARE-WAY. That's 844-CARE-WAY. Just another way that Marshfield Clinic Health Systems, they help you out and save you some time, save you some money along the way. Great people there. They're your official health care provider of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Paul Charchian joining us on the line, taking your fantasy football questions. Brad's been on hold the longest in West Bend. Brad, quickly, got a question for Charge. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Should I start Ben Roethlisberger or Carson Wentz?
Carson's been good this year, hasn't he? I've been really impressed with his year two development. But it's Roethlisberger at the Bears, and he's going to have his full complement of playmakers, and he takes on a Bears defense, which currently ranks 23rd against the pass. It has been on the road, though, and he has this penchant for these road just stinkers, even against bad teams. So there's no sure thing here, but I would still try Ben Roethlisberger in this matchup. Hey, Bill, before we run out of time, I got a couple of Packer topics.
Yeah.
That I just want to talk about. I thought Martellus Bennett's play was dreadful.
Bad.
And you know, the drop passes, and I just really frustrated. I'm surprised they kept going to him as often as they did in the game. Where do we stand on Martellus? You know, I was really high on him coming into the season. I look kind of like an idiot for putting my faith into him. I don't know that Randall Cobb's going to play this week. Do you think they keep going to him?
I don't think Cobb's going to play this week. I think Jordy gives it a go. I think you're going to get Brian Bulaga back, but your left tackle Bakhtiari is not going to play from what I understand. We'll wait and see. He did not practice. Now, we'll see if he practices today at all, but he's got a pretty tweaked hamstring. So my suspicion is, yes, they're going to go back to Martellus Bennett because that's what Aaron Rodgers does. He goes back and says, okay, I got faith in you. And Martellus Bennett knows his drops, so we'll see if Martellus Bennett gets more passes this week as long as he keeps catching them.
Let's hope that is the case.
But they may have to because Aaron Rodgers, I mean, Dunlap had a field day against this Packers offensive line last time these two teams matched up. Dunlap remembers that. He was all over the place, so he's going to be crashing hard. I think he's going to be the guy putting main pressure on Aaron Rodgers.
Are you suggesting Bennett's got to stay in and block?
I think they're going to go to quick outs, which makes Bennett maybe one of those, you know, fake block kind of guys where he can then get a couple of quick outs and get downfield.
Gotcha.
And then obviously in the red zone, they'll look for him there as well.
What about this? I saw a report suggesting that Ty Montgomery's going to get less work. My feeling is kind of the opposite. It's a short week against a team that's really struggling to stop the run and has got a good pass defense. I think you've got all these parts of your passing game that are in question, right? You got, you know, with Cobb out and Jordy hurt and, you know, potentially no left tackle, and you want to protect your quarterback and not give him any extra hits. What a great game to get Ty Montgomery going in this one. I think that would be my answer to that.
I would be anything about the run game that comes out of Lambeau Field, I take with a giant grain of salt because it's usually a steaming pant load. Every time they want to run the ball, they never run the ball. So I don't buy anything into the run game. Just an FYI.
All right. Cincinnati's run defense has gotten hammered by Baltimore and Houston. Those are not great running teams.
Right.
I'd like to think you guys can do it.
Quickly to Brian, listening to us in Appleton on the Score. You'll be the last one. Brian, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I got a running back to Paul in a PPR league, Buck Allen or Jonathan Stewart.
There we go. Who should I start between two players? It's just that easy.
There you go.
I love it. And not only that, but even the listeners, you can follow along. So you're not trying to digest five guys. That's outstanding work. Jonathan Stewart's got a terrific matchup against New Orleans. It might be a better matchup for Christian McCaffrey because the Saints are really struggling to stop the running backs through the air. But it's also a good one here. The Saints are lousy everything, including the run, where they rank 27th in rushing yards allowed. Jonathan Stewart is my number 18 running back this week.
There you have it. Appreciate it. Charge is always
you,
good stuff. And then we'll chat again next week, pal.
Sounds great. Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. That is Paul Charchian from LeagueSafe.com, LeagueSafePost.com, and Fanball.com joining us for a couple of minutes on the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.